find together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, well, what can I get for you?
Let me get a half a pound of provolone. Make it a third. Make it a third. Just a third, because I'm not gonna eat a half a pound. So it's not a good deal.
It's not a good deal if you're not gonna eat the whole third.
It's not a good deal if I'm not gonna eat the whole half.
But you're gonna eat the third.
I'll eat the third.
All right.
Let me get the pound. No, 2/3 of a pound of ham.
2/3. Do you want them big thirds, big thirds, or like little thirds?
Huh?
Big thirds, little thirds.
What do you mean? 2/3.
Yeah,
thirds is 2/3.
You want them thick or thin?
Ah, thin.
All right, so you want little thirds.
Two little thirds.
So do you want one big third or one little third?
Two little thirds.
So two little thirds.
Let me get a third of roast beef.
All right, you want like a nice log?
Huh?
Like a nice slice, you know, like a log from the slag at the top, like a slice from the log?
Yeah.
Why don't you pinch a loaf over there? Dump it. You gotta pay for it. But you know, why don't you grab a loaf? You know.
One more thing. Could you take a third on my chest?
Yeah. I'm gonna take a nice deuce all over your chest.
So mature.
Adults. What'd you say?
Adults.
Yeah.
Welcome to Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Woohoo! Hey now, how y'all doing?
Too much jelly donut.
Yeah. Too much little balloony kids.
Balloony!
Balloony! My friend!
Not enough blowjobs on the pier. We'll get to that.
Oh. Oh boy.
There were consequences.
Oh, really?
I am Face Boy.
Face Boy?
Face Boy.
Face Boy.
Yes, I am Face Boy.
And I am Face Girl.
On the way to the studio
is Victor Varnado.
Victor Varnado.
Victor Varnado.
Victor Varnado. His big swigging dick.
Whoa, too much dick. I'm going to ask him, when he sends a dick emoji, is it the eggplant or the forearm? I've heard it's the forearm. What do you think?
Eggplant.
Classic.
I think he goes for the classic eggplant.
Yeah, everybody knows what the eggplant is. Like, there's no other reason for that.
So what do you want to do?
What?
I'm kidding. I got notes.
No, let's just wait.
Let's just wait.
In silence.
Let's do dead air.
Yeah.
We call this show Dead Air. Oh, that's a good radio voice.
Yes.
Good and down there.
Hello and welcome to... Dead
Hello
Air.
And welcome to Dead Air Radio. I am.
And I am. Tonight we'll be discussing.
Along with.
And please stay tuned for the resolution of.
That was Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo. If you're listening live, he always,
Arroyo.
He gets the fuck beats going on.
Yeah, fuck
That's
beats.
Music to fuck to.
Makes me want to do the MDNA.
Yes,
anyway, that's
too.
Madonna. It makes me want to do the Madonna.
So, you should always listen at 6 p.m. Get your fuck on.
Yeah.
And then stay tuned, get some laughs.
Yeah, laugh.
Some laughter.
Yeah, laugh about
get
it.
Some yucks.
Some yucks. Some cums and yucks.
Ass party game. What was that? Craigslist ad you sent me.
I sent you a bunch.
The last one, he was a freaky motherfucker.
Oh my God, I don't even remember. Let me find it.
He's so specific.
Was it really long?
Yeah, it's really, really long.
There's a lot of penis. There's a lot of penis in this.
Yeah, yes.
Now, what I loved was the selection of photographs. Looking for a sexual deviant. Image 1 of 5. Here's a man where you can see just the lower half of his mouth. And his pretty big.
Pretty big penis.
Yeah. Then there's a picture. I don't know if these women know they're being photographed, but he claims... Now, this looks like a public restroom.
It does.
That he's having sex with this woman in. I am interested in knowing who the photographer was and how it was set up. Then there's this where it looks like this poor woman's like, what's going on? Why is there a flash? As he's like behind her and she's like holding onto the wall on stairs. So the one is in a public restroom. The next one is on stairs. This one looks like it's in the living room. She's wearing a collar.
Yes.
And a leash. She's wearing red with red heels. And he's behind her. And then this one is a very beautiful woman licking his asshole.
Licking his butt.
Yeah.
All up in there.
Yeah, all up in the butt with like another collar on. And it says, yes, the guy in those pics is actually me. I'm not an asshole, so I didn't show the faces of the girls in the pics with me. But did you let them know you were taking the pictures and that you would use them to find more women? But I think I showed enough of my face in the first pic for you to decide whether or not you find me attractive. No. No, you
not nearly enough.
Just showed that like, you have a mouth. A
weird like tongue like.
Yeah, it's not a tongue, it's a bottom lip and like a weird shaped chin with weird hair. Put unfulfilled or yes master or hi gosh you numb, I don't know what that is, or I'm yours master or defile me in the subject line when you reply. That's so many options. You know? Like or whatever you want. No, one of these. I'm starting to wonder if there's even a woman out there that can fulfill all my fantasies bouncing around in my head. I've yet to find a woman that's as much of a sexual deviant as I am, or at least wants to be, who's also looking to start a family. Wow. Wow. So I usually end up in relationships with women who don't mind me seeking out other women to fulfill those fantasies, and the women who fulfill those fantasies that aren't looking for anything long term. I gathered that. I'm not into anything homosexual, watching, or participating, but that isn't to say I'm not into anything going near or in my ass.
Like a dick.
Yeah. Like a big fat cack.
Like a big fat cack.
Your tongue, lips, fingers, a plug, or prostate massager, I'd enjoy any of those. And if I'm naming things, I like ... blowjobs, cunnilingus, 69, anal, rimming, squirting, female ejaculation in parentheses if you don't know what that means. Piss play, watching you use the toilet, going while we're having sex, enemas, blumpkins, sex swings, punishments, bondage benches, and towers.
What's a blumpkin?
I think that's oral on a, like while he's deucing, you're going down on him.
I have a question.
Yes.
How did you find my Craigslist ad?
Well, we do research on our guests before they come in.
But those are supposed to be anonymous.
Well, we recognized your penis. Yeah, that's how we did it. But yeah, that's what a blumpkin is. He really gets into like bondage, rope bondage, face sitting, coming in each other's mouths, role playing, costumes, biting, spanking, hair pulling, foot play, facial, swallowing, cream pies, public sex, to name a few.
Yeah. So then he goes into some specific fantasy. So anyway.
Look at all these words.
It's the ass party game. So anytime we say ass, take a sip, not a shot, because we say ass a lot.
Yeah.
Or maybe marijuana is your thing. Take a puff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if you don't do any drugs at all, and you're this guy,
get your friend to set up a tripod in a public restroom.
Anytime we say asshole, take 2 sips, or
ask that guy to hide and then take flash photography when you're fucking the first person to come in the bathroom with you.
And if we say ass fuck, take 3 sips, or
blur her face out as she beats you up, and then go to the hospital.
Victor.
Hello.
How are
you? I'm happy to be here, guys. Yeah. You seem to be in a chipper mood. There are smiles on all your faces. You're reading profane material. As I walked in the door, everything's the same, guys.
Not true. We're sitting in different seats.
That's right.
Oh,
we're
yeah, that
in
is.
Different seats.
That is very new. It's a little bit weird.
Well, I'm in a good mood because just before the show, we're pretty sure we know who. There are these kids in the building. Somebody threw a jelly donut at me, and now I'm in a good mood because, one, they missed, and now they're down a jelly donut.
Fuck them. That, you know what? That's something that's a silver lining on that cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a silver lining.
So last week when we were leaving the show, these two kids, they looked, what, 9 and 11?
Did you intentionally pick 9/11?
I really didn't. But they claimed to be 13 and 15 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And they asked me for a cigarette. And I was like, come on, shoot me a cigarette. Shoot me a cigarette. They said, shoot me a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
No.
And it's for my mom. She smokes. I'm like, no.
Have her come out and ask me for one.
So as we're leaving, they're like yelling some shit at us. Mm. And so, you know, I know that it was those kids because also about 15 minutes later, the kid comes out with his dad and his dad's holding a big box of definitely what looks like jelly donuts.
Yeah. I called that kid out for his balloon obsession. And last week I saw him fixing a bike.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying his progress.
I think it's funny that the dad probably has just no idea about the kid's feud street world. Like, he's just like, he just, all his dad knows is, hey, there's supposed to be 12 donuts. What the? So there's only 11 donuts in here.
I ate one? Yeah, I ate one. That wasn't a question. That was a statement.
I almost was going to call the kid out to his dad, rat him out. But I'm not a rat. I'm not going to do it.
Now I'm going to get them back. I'm going to fuck with these kids.
Yeah, we want to get them back.
How would have that gone down? Hey, man, your kid threw a donut at me.
I also like that it's a jelly donut of all donuts.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you do a show.
I do a show of what?
Battlelicious. Jelly Donut was a
Jelly Donut,
champ.
One of the rappers. He's not the current champ. He just got
He was the returning champ.
He was the returning champ. He got dethroned by Black Satan, a.k.a. Momo Puja. Who is great.
Wait, what kind of show is this?
Battlelicious. I do a rap battle. I do a comedy rap battle show. It's basically a rap battle, actually, except we've had like 70-year-old women win. So it's definitely just straight up rap battle. Like, they get suggestions from the audience and they rap to a beat against each other. And the winner. Oh, and then we have start with four people, and it's a tournament style. And so when two people move on to the next round, the people that they beat have to become their hype men.
Their what?
Their hype men.
Oh, yes, gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. So, so it's just like this never-ending nonsense rap battle show.
And Shockwave, right?
Shockwave, yes.
Shockwave provides the
beats. Are there prizes?
Yes-ish.
Bragging rights.
We give people fake cash and fake gold chains. We used to also give...
prizes.
Not really.
Really? Because they've been secret word prizes.
I do want to start giving people a t-shirt. So that's like
prize.
Another thing that we can put up in there. The t-shirt, which is going to be awesome.
Will it say champ?
The t-shirt?
Like, will it be different from the other people's?
It might say champ. We'll see.
It should.
We'll see. We want to do something. It should say Battlelicious Champion. So they'll get like a champion t-shirt. Yeah. Like only certain people get. That'd be awesome, actually. That's a great idea.
Why, thank you.
If there was money involved, I would compete. Because when I was in Los Angeles, I won 4 rap battles.
Really?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. Because he sometimes brings people on that have a little bit of a... I feel like you always bring one person that's never done it before.
I would love to see you win a rap battle.
Or
that'd
at least
be
try.
Amazing.
It wouldn't happen.
Just do it.
Okay, a hip, a hop, a hibbity, hop, hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang, bang. Boogie's a up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat. Siddity, dop, soup, bop, Scooby Doo. Guess what? America, we love you because you rock and you roll with so much soul. You could rock to your 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like a hot butter on a breakfast toast to break it out. I'll be the bubba, be the bubba to the rhythm, the bang, bang, the boom. All right, that's enough of that.
I wasn't doing that.
Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
That was Rapper's
Delight. It was way back.
I was actually just talking about Rapper's Delight only like this past week because I was talking about how stupid the verse about the dinner is. It's like the whole verse.
Have you ever gone over to a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good?
Yes.
I mean, the macaroni saga, the peas all mushed and the chicken tastes like wood.
Yes, exactly. It's so dumb.
It's so good.
But it was part of like a major hit song that everybody listened to. Just everybody's just dancing to just like dinner ingredients. And this guy complaining about the meal. It's kind of amazing.
I've really fucked up a couple of times on that. Whatever.
Whatever. I thought you were making it up. I was impressed.
I love that Rapper's Delight is just about nonsense.
Yeah, me too.
The macaroni soggy. Come on. I'm so mad. I'm going to put that in a stone.
I'm not coming to a party like this.
Macaroni is soggy.
Your food's so bad, I sang about it.
It's terrible food. At that point, it was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. I've led a charmed life.
It was hard times at that dinner. I was motivated by my sadness to sing.
Exactly. We're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
Sunday night, I think it was. I go down to my favorite spot on the pier. I'm not going to say which pier. Yes, I go with my girlfriend, and there's no one else there.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I saw some video. She was doing ballet.
Oh, I showed you that, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to point out, if people wanted this story to end with a simple kiss under the moon, it does not happen. I'm letting you know now, that is not how this story ends.
So, yeah, there was a blowjob, and there were consequences.
Okay. I think the warning was true, guys. If you stuck around because you thought I was kidding. Sorry, I was not kidding.
So, this has been my favorite spot.
The blowjob was soggy, and it tasted like wood.
This has been my favorite spot for most of my life. I just love this spot. And for most of my sexual life, I have really wanted to get a blowjob there. Finally.
Is what he says to everyone.
Finally. Shut up. Damn.
This is my favorite spot. I've never gotten a blowjob here. Every time it works. Every time.
See, if I was making this shit up, I wouldn't say it on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we find a little dark area, you know, out of the view, and we check, see if anyone's coming. She sucks my dick for a while. Not that long. You know, it wasn't a complete, you know, I didn't jizz. But I was like, okay, I got away with this.
Were you also having a conversation?
You're so awful. My girlfriend, Catherine, thinks my girlfriend's blowjobs are terrible.
I didn't say that.
Okay, go ahead.
On record.
How could she ever know that? There's like no way.
Yeah, there's no way of me knowing that.
And she's seen video.
I would never say that. I just think she talks a lot.
We record ourselves a lot.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Often.
So you see her doing the blowjob, but you also have his recollection of the blowjob being that it was enjoyable, right? That you have that too.
Do I?
Yes.
Lies.
Yeah, and the last one that I showed you, I came in 5 minutes, and that doesn't happen with me, not since I was a teenager. And you called that a lousy blowjob.
What's the rest of that sentence? I came in 5 minutes late. You came in 5 minutes after someone else.
In 5 minutes.
No, within first. 5 minutes.
Well, within 5 minutes, yes. He came.
Yes.
Yes, I actually understood that the first time. I was just fucking around.
He's being funny.
He's being
hey,
funny.
Guys, I don't understand English. This language is hard. Like my penis.
So we didn't get caught. That wasn't the consequence.
Okay.
We go to leave, and the gate is locked.
Oh, yeah?
We're locked on the pier. So whoever it was, because they probably looked down the pier, we were hiding. So they didn't see anyone.
Creeping.
We were creeping, hiding. It's the way the gate is designed, there are like metal things that hook towards the entrance to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be very difficult to go over to break into the pier. But my girlfriend had no problem climbing over. You know, she was over in no time. And then I started to, and I'm like, this is not going to work. I'm not going to be able to
now,
do this.
Now, are we talking like they're curved out in their hooks, or they're curved out and they're like not sharp?
They're not all that sharp,
But they're a little sharp.
But they're a little sharp.
So your girlfriend just ninjas over these sharp hooks and it's like, yeah. I'm out.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, now you.
Yeah. Well, I remembered that when I was a kid, me and my junior high school friends, we used to break onto that pier all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we would do is we would go around. That there's we would basically be hanging over the water and grabbing onto the bars, you know, because there's a fence that goes, you know, about 10 feet, 12 feet in to discourage anyone from just
doing that.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can do this. I can go around. And she's like, don't, you're going to fall in. And I'm like, no, I did this when I was a kid. I can do it now.
Oh, my God.
So I go around.
Yes.
Yes. All the way. I get over. And we both were like, that was awesome. And we fucked like crazy because of all the adrenaline.
You didn't Not fall there. In the water?
I didn't fall in the water. Is that where you wanted the story to go?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Because it's funny.
And she said later, you know, you really made the right choice because if you fell in the water, you could tread water while I get some help. But if you fell off the, if you fell the other way and you're bleeding out everywhere, it's really a worse consequence.
Oh my God, that's like Gerald's Way. Has anyone seen Gerald's Way or read it?
No.
It's like that. That happens in it.
All right.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, you do any public stuff? You ever are you into risky sex, like getting caught, kind of thing might happen?
Am I into risky? I've done public stuff before. It's not like I seek it out, but I've never been like nah. I've never backed away from it. I've just been like, if somebody's like, hey, you wanna fuck on this park bench? I'm like, cool.
Let's cool.
Cool. Actually, my very first week in New York City, I had sex on a park bench.
Where?
Very first week. It was like over 20 years ago.
Was it your first week of being homeless? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I was like, now that I'm homeless, let's just get to fucking, who cares about feeding myself?
If you lived here, you'd be home.
So, yeah, a friend of a friend like hooked me up with someone like, and they're like, you're new to New York. Here's my friend. And then I hung out with that friend. And I don't even remember what her name was. It was just it was just a night of us hanging out, both
so
going
romantic.
Both like when we met at first, like our we weren't saying this with our brains or our mouths, but our bodies had said to one another, hey, you want to fuck? And the other one was like, yeah, let's fuck tonight. Okay, we'll let them do whatever we need to do, but we'll let it be known that fucking is happening. So we just like hung out and we were just instantly like just hanging out like we were going to fuck. Like we just like we just made some sort of like internal decision because I was new to the city and she was actually sort of new to the city as well. And we were like hooked up by a friend who like knew us both and moved there near the same time. And we just like, again, kicked it in the park. Kicked it in the park right on Houston and whatever the little basketball area is, like between
Second Avenue.
Yeah, it's like right on Second Avenue, but it's like on House on it's
near
like below.
F
I'm sorry, not
train.
On Houston. Sorry, not on Houston. It's on Delancey. No, maybe it is Houston. It's like the basketball area is on Houston, right? Around Second Avenue.
I think so. Yeah,
F train. Think so.
Yeah, and then
you guys took the F train.
Oh yeah,
fuck
yeah,
down.
I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, and then there's like a little park there. That's where it happened.
And 20 years ago, what people did crazy shit around there all the time, anyway.
Yes, I just added to the cacophonous of craziness. Like just the roar of just the idiocy of young love.
Young love. Was that the only time you guys hooked up, or did it happen again?
What?
Did it happen one time or again? Did
one you guys time.
Never saw her again in my life.
Wow.
Never ever saw her again in my life.
Wow.
She's never seen me unless she's watched a few TV shows. Hey guys, then maybe she's just... I was on television. Everyone, I used to be important.
She's probably seen me, but I haven't seen her.
Last week we were talking about this woman, I'm calling her Claire,
mm-hmm.
that got in touch with me on Facebook. She was depressed. She wanted some advice on depression. And I couldn't remember who she was. And it turns out she wrote It was 2006. I was 21, just out of college. We went on a date and had really great anal. So I also mentioned that after this correspondence, I was looking up airfares.
I want to fuck her butt again.
I want to fuck her butt again.
This time I want to remember.
So she wrote, you know, you can visit if you want, but I like work and sleep and that's it. And I don't go out and I got fat and I'm celibate. you know, but I'm still thinking of going. I like her. She's funny. And I don't think she really got fat. I think she got fat the way I got fat. That I'm like not skinny anymore. I'm like normal, and now I have body dysmorphic disorder.
I've had someone who told me they got fat, and they definitely did get like much larger.
That is all. It was true.
It was true. Like, I got fat, and I was like, oh, okay. It was fine.
Were you interested in them still?
What?
Was it like a romantic thing or was it just a friend?
Yeah, because she did gain weight, but she was always sort of like curvy Betty Pagey anyway. So I was just like, I'm totally into this. Let's go. And so we still messed around for a while. I mean, she wasn't like someone who became my girlfriend, but we definitely liked to mess around.
On park benches.
Yeah.
On park benches.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
New study says too much exercise can kill your sex drive, especially in women.
Interesting.
I wonder if that's true.
Let's find out. Let's work out and see what happens.
Too much exercise. I exercise a little. I exercise every day. Like I usually exercise. At least I'm running or walking around like 3 miles a day, and then I also do like push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups and squats and crap like that. Just anything I can do in my house that I don't have to go to the gym for because I hate gyms.
See, I still do the walking about 4 miles a day, but it's the push-ups, the sit-ups, the squats, that stuff that I used to do that I haven't been doing lately. And I really want to get back into it.
Same.
Yeah.
We'll totally do that.
I will.
What?
A jelly donut.
Aw.
Kid tried to throw a jelly donut at me.
Well, he succeeded at throwing it.
A kid hit me in the nose on one Halloween with a boiled egg.
Oh. Soft or hard?
Hard boiled egg. It broke my nose.
No, like for real?
Yeah, for real.
How old were you? Were you a kid?
No, this is like within the last like 10 years. Like I was on my way to like a Halloween party. I was dressed as a scarecrow and I was like, I'm fucking scarecrow. And it was actually one of the first times in recent years I had dressed in a Halloween costume that wasn't scary, because I usually like to dress up like a ghoul. Like, I mean, if you guys see me on Halloween, I'm always like zombied out or whatever. Like I try to be scary things on Halloween. But this is like one of the times where I was going to this party. I was dressed as like the scarecrow.
You were soft.
And I thought it was kind of dumb, but it was like one of those Halloween parties where like it was going to be more like dancing and stuff and everybody like socializing. So it wasn't really like a show off your costume Halloween party. And I felt kind of stupid about it. And then on top of that, I get hit in the nose with an egg.
Damn.
You had egg on your face.
Yeah, my nose got broken. So I was at this party, the broken nose. I didn't even know my nose was broken at first.
Wait, so you went anyway?
Well, bleeding. I didn't know my nose was broken. Mm. Like I got hit with an egg, it hurt. But you know, like if you ever had your nose broken, it's not like crazy pain immediately. It just feels like, ow, you know. And so I didn't know my nose was broken. And then I just went to this party and felt like a chump because I was wearing a fucking scarecrow costume on fucking Halloween when you're supposed to be scary.
Was your face swollen, bleeding?
What?
Like, was it noticeable that something had happened to you?
Later it was, the next day.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got egged. It was a premiere of, I think, Satan Hold My Hand. I'm pretty sure it was a movie that I was starring in, and it was super low budget. But we had a big crowd, and I had I was dressed well, dressed to the nines. And some people, and I went to smoke a joint with some friends, and my friends were being loud, and someone threw an egg, and it hit me on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And but fortunately, it wasn't rotten or anything. Got it cleaned up. There's not much of a story there,
fucking
is there?
Amateurs.
It's that time already.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
How does that happen?
It's the halfway mark. Time for our top 10 list.
Bullshit.
Not the bullshit.
Bullshit.
Well, and that's good. I can actually handle a little brush fire that was happening that I need to put out.
What is it?
It's a text. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. So what is this week's top 10?
This is top 10 Victor Varnado blog posts that could be porn.
All right.
And we determine what kind of porn it is.
Such a good idea to incorporate the guest.
Yeah, that was your idea.
I know.
Stole that from you. Top 10 Victor Varnado blog posts that could be porn. Number 10, look how big I am.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's big.
Unless it's
porn.
Big buttholes. I'm cute like
McCartney. Number 9, Fart Eater. Oh, I made that one up. That wasn't actually a blog post. Number 9, Fat Woman Farting and Pooping.
That's a fetish. It's definitely fetish stuff.
Exactly what it sounds like.
This is my blog. The funny thing is, I was just thinking about starting up my blog again. I just forget how stupid it was, but it was fun.
Yeah, if at any point you want to extrapolate on what these
were.
What these were. Please feel free. Number 8, I'll do anything for money.
Whoa, nice. We know what that is.
I don't know what that one was about. I don't remember. I remember the fat woman farting and pooping was actually a drawing I did of a fat woman farting and pooping.
And then a blog? You wrote a blog about it?
Blog post.
I need to read this. Sounds really smart.
Right? That was awesome.
Number 7, and I know what this is. Number 7, you get what you don't pay for.
Ooh, that's when you don't pay a hooker.
No, that's when you get an STD from a hooker.
Oh, nice.
You get what you don't pay for.
Nice. Is that what it's about? Is that what the blog is about?
No, I forgot what the blog post is about. I like to name them, but I don't remember them all. Yeah. I've done a lot of stupid posts, so just saying.
Number 6, fat cocks. No,
that's
all right,
not
I made
Mark.
That up. No, it's not.
I'm shaking my head at you.
Number 6, Facebook hoes.
Nice.
Yeah, I know what that was
the
about.
The cat fisherman.
What was that about?
That's when sex workers contact you on Facebook out of the blue, and I respond to them funny responses, and then I just posted a picture of like my responses with a woman. Like once they popped up, and the lady was like, "Hey, how are you feeling?" And I responded, "Contagious." Stuff like that.
Nice.
That's real smart.
Very good. Very good, Victor Varnado. Number 5, too much booty.
Nice.
Booty. Too much booty. I don't know.
Too
what
much
about.
Booty.
It's all pirates.
Fine.
Anal on pirate ships.
Anal on pirate ships. I like it.
I'm probably going to go look all of these up. I'll tell you why afterwards. Keep going.
This is a weird one.
You got to put your glasses on. Yeah.
Number 4, Octa Contortion Genarian Tonight Live.
Wow.
That was me talking about, I think, the old NYC talent show with we had this woman who is like an 80-year-old contortionist was opening the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And could she still do it all?
I don't know.
You didn't see it?
No, I was there. I mean, I saw it. It was amazing. I thought you said, can she still do it all?
Can she still do what?
I thought you just said, can she still do it all?
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what I thought you said.
Oh, well, I said, can she still do it all?
Yeah.
Can she still do it? Can she still do all the contorting? All that?
I don't know if she can still do it because that was a long time ago. I don't know if she's even alive.
Wow, way to bring it down.
Sorry. The way it is for real.
Number 3, Film Fest Panel Jerk Holes.
Glory holes.
That's very cool. That was That was about... I think the post was about when I was at a film fest panel and I was part of the panel, so I was talking to people. Like, I was one of the people they were there to see.
And there was a glory hole.
And, no, but I was like... I was making fun of almost everybody's questions. Because I was...
To them?
I was spending more time being, like... A funny than I was. No, I gave information too, but I was just like using it as a chance to like joke. So I think I talked about that a little bit.
Nice.
Number two, two black guys named Sugar.
I know exactly what that's about. Two black guys named Sugar. Because I was I was watching this TV show. And, like, I forget what the first TV show was, but there was just, like, a black character named Sugar on the show. And then I started watching this other show named Banshee on Cinemax. And when they introduced the first black dude, his, like, black dude friend, his name was Sugar, too. And so I just wrote a post about why are the two black guys in two different media pieces named Sugar? What the fuck's going on, Hollywood? That's pretty much it.
It's also the porn that Face Girl watches quite a lot.
Yeah.
The number one Victor Bernardo blog post that could be porn. Crackheads try harder.
Oh boy. That's about getting a gummer.
Crackheads cry harder?
Try harder.
Crackheads try hard. Oh, that is based on a premise of a joke where I feel like I go crack whore is like the most popular crack profession, and I talk about like how there's like, you know, there's no like crack anesthesiologists or whatever, and I was just saying but crack whores work so hard, like if you put crack in front of any other like if you put crack in front of any other occupation and just let that be the way, like you had the crack doctor, he's like, I'll put your heart in and out 10 times in an hour, like a guy who just works so hard because they get paid in crack. I think that the world would be a much more efficient place.
Here are the ones that didn't make the list. Claudia Kogan refused to sleep with me.
Yes, that is about when I first met Claudia Kogan. I hit on her and I was like, hey, do you want to hang out? And she was like, yeah, let's hang out. And then we hung out and we were hanging out for like a while. And then while we're on this date, she goes, hey, do you know I'm gay? And I was like, what? and then she was like, I was like, well, we can still be friends, right? And she was like, yeah, like you'll be my friend. And we've been friends for like 15, 16 years. So there you go.
Nice. The poetic fate of a Craigslist date.
I think that's me talking about a Craigslist date that I went on. And I went on a Craigslist date, and then because I've only been on one Craigslist date in my entire life. And I went on and I just talked about, I talked about her meeting her, and then I also talked about once I told her.
We don't need the music. Well,
I talked about once I told her to write a poem and read it in front of an audience, and she did that, I think. And so that was the poetic fate of a Craigslist date, where she had to read a poem. She lost a bet and she had to read a poem in front of an audience that she wrote.
Yeah, I had a Craigslist date not too long ago. We talked about it on the show. She just ran from me as quickly as possible.
Wait, did you hatfish her? What do you mean?
Hatfish?
We talked about this on
the
show. Did
you say
hatfish? I don't remember it. Hatfish. Do you know what hatfishing is?
You mean catfishing?
No, hatfishing.
No, what's the difference?
It's like you're bald or balding and you wear a hat to cover it up.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. I like that.
And then you get
fishing.
The woman home, you take the hat off, and she's like, damn.
Yeah. And just lock the door.
I'm certain the last date I went on was a hat fisherman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he was hat fishing. Because he kept scratching his head, but he wouldn't take off his hat.
Oh, yeah, he was
I'm like, you're a fucking hat fisher.
Total hat fisher.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But yeah, what was yours again? I don't even remember.
It's this woman that was looking, maybe you weren't on the show yet. She was looking for someone dominant, mm-hmm. and but, you know, like normal outside of the bedroom, which doesn't entirely describe me. And whatever.
I'm half what you're looking for.
And we had a couple of cocktails at a place near me.
A couple of cocktails.
And I thought things were going well.
Did you get them on coupon?
What?
Weren't they like on some deal?
It was happy hour.
Yeah.
So you do remember this.
I remember.
Yeah, all right.
But keep going for those at home.
And then I offered to walk her to the subway. And she goes, no, I'll take a cab. And I was, all right. And then I realized, like later on, like when she didn't return an email or a text or something, I was like, oh, she was taking a cab because she was trying to get away from me as fast as she fucking could. She did not want the walk to the subway. She did not want anything. She's, damn.
What do you think you said to her? Or do you think it was the happy hour prices?
I think it was that I talk so freely about depression.
Yeah, that could have been it.
More than likely was that.
Hi, this is a first date. I cried myself to sleep last night. Oh, I'm so sorry. What was wrong yesterday?
It was every night.
That's what I do every night.
You cry yourself to sleep every night.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Like the napkin game.
What?
We're still the things that didn't make the list.
Oh, the napkin game is actually.
Is that your game?
Yeah, that's the game. I wrote a blog post about it.
Wow.
Because I made this game that I think is an awesome game to play.
It is.
It's actually wonderful. And I wrote a blog post about it. I'm going to teach people how to play it. I'm going to make a video teaching people how to play this awesome game.
This is Porn About Me, How to Be Alone. Cool-ass jerk move number one.
No idea what that is.
It's the one of a series.
Sounds great, though.
The formula for vagina.
Ah, that
formula
was
one.
I think I made an emoticon that I thought looked like in a vagina, like a... whatever it is, like, is it an emoji? No, it's an emoticon. I made an emoticon that I thought looked like a vagina, and so I just wrote a blog post about it and published it.
I wonder if that's the one that I've recognized as the vagina. I wonder if you originated that.
I doubt it.
Sexy Sally.
That's real?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I have no idea what that's about.
It's obviously an ex-girlfriend. Sally is an ex-girlfriend.
Super lover.
I don't know what that's about either.
It is a booty call.
That may have been about my favorite interaction that I ever did with a woman on text, where I did a booty text. It may have been because we had hooked up once before, and then it was like the next time, but it was just like middle of the night sort of thing, and I texted her official booty call, and then she wrote back booty call accepted. Went over.
I do
booty call approved, she said.
Nice. It was Claudia Coogan. It was not.
I do broody calls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. It's like a really sad. You need to brood. Come over.
I want to cry on you.
It's a broody call.
I want to get you wet with my tears.
Aw.
Boston can eat it.
Is it a cream pie?
I don't know what that one was about at all.
Bad bar. That as a porn.
Bad bar.
I don't know what kind of porn it is. And Girls Gone Wild. Really?
That's just a really old sketch I did, where it was during when Girls Gone Wild was big.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, Girls Gone Wild. It was just like the same shaky camera. Actually, Mike Kaplan is in this video, like back in the day. So,
was like,
the '90s, but it was like, it was like you know, the aughts.
Okay,
so it was maybe like almost 10 years ago. So it's this camera shaking around. It's like Girls Gone Wild, and like these girls gone wild, and the guys like Girls Gone Wild, and like the guys like, we're definitely gonna get laid. This is like a sketch I did. We're definitely gonna get laid, And then the camera swings past one of the girls, and she's got like fangs. and then the guys are like, oh my god! And the girls just start picking off the guys and just eating them, like just like they're vampire, Like, it's just like, it's Girls Gone Wild, and there's like, Girls Gone Wild, and still doing the same, like, music and craziness, and it's just them eating each other.
How many of your sketches end like that? Because I remember one that you wanted to do with me, and that was the end of it.
What?
The misogyny one, right? Like, you... The end of it originally was, and then they all go crazy and eat each other like zombies.
That's right.
That was how you end all of your sketches.
You know what? I think that I hope those are the only two.
Every piece of work you've ever done.
No. Actually, no. I've written a bunch of those cartoons that I write, and those cartoons, they don't end like where everybody eats each other. There are two of them. There's one that ends with zombies eating everyone.
your best works.
There's one, but there's like 30 of them, and only one of them ends with zombies eating everybody. So,
sure, you say that now.
I'm totally saying it right now.
Jamie's guest took my hoodie.
No.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh.
God damn it.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Way to feel brisk when you walk home.
That's so stupid.
Hey, that's straight up dumb. We straight up dumb.
Well, I'll get it back next week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be here next week. It's going to be 2 weeks before I get my fucking hoodie back.
Yeah, I wonder how that feels.
Damn it. Dude, you hoodie-less motherfucker.
Shut up.
Fuck you. Fuck your hoodie. His cat pissed on my hoodie, and I swear he just, like, let it bake in the scent.
Did not.
Yeah, you did.
I washed it in the sink that night.
No.
And yes.
No.
And then on my laundry day, I put it in the laundry.
Stank.
Wow, his side of the story sounds perfectly civilized.
Nope.
Yeah.
You should smell the hoodie and tell me if it sounds civilized.
Nah. I'll pass.
Exactly.
Folks, if you like what you're hearing,
cat
and you
piss.
Feel bad for me for losing my hoodie tonight,
serves
if you
right.
want to give us some money,
that's
if you want to support
karma.
The station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge.
Respect.
If you want to support the show, this would be money going to us. To us. Go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc/ass. Please. I might need a new hoodie. How does a person do that? And not realize, I mean, he had his thing.
I don't know.
He took two things?
Yeah. I cannot wait for him to try to put it on because you're not the same size.
No, he's huge.
I didn't say it, but I'm just saying you're not the same size.
Maybe he left it upstairs for me. No, he would have brought it back into the studio.
Yeah, he would have.
Yeah, he would have.
Damn it. You're out
this,
of hoodie.
This conversation the last 30 seconds sounds like a really just old couple.
Oh my God.
How can he do that? My
it's not his size.
Maybe this is going to happen. Oh, you think so?
Also, any donations are tax deductible. Are we an old couple already?
Yes.
Well, maybe that'll be fine.
Welcome to the Faces house.
You pissed on my hoodie. Your cat pissed on my hoodie.
I'll tell you what, I'm tired of polka dots.
I don't like sugar. Makes me feel weird.
My ice is too cold.
I don't like ice.
It's too cold.
Now give me some tea. I want it the temperature of the room.
I started to make since Claire.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I forgot it, she said really great anal.
Mm-hmm. You
know, that I would forget.
Uh-huh.
Really great anal.
For her.
Wait, she gave you or she gave her? Wait,
that's a really good question.
Who did
Barb?
What to whom?
That's a really important question. Whose butt was it in?
It was in her butt.
How do you know?
Because I almost there are only like three women who have let up in there. Plenty of guys, but only three women.
Lies.
No, it's true. Maybe sure. four.
Yeah, exactly.
Only
Maybe.
Three women you let up in your boo boo thing.
In your
what's
boo-boo.
That?
The only three women you let up in your boo boo thing.
Yes.
I love the look on your face.
So I decided,
such
like,
a good smile.
Before my memory gets any worse.
What? I'm just having a good time.
Boo-boo thing. Smile.
Boo-boo thing.
Like a child on Christmas.
Boo-boo thing. That might be their episode title. Boo-boo thing.
You got a boo-boo thing.
Boo-boo thing.
Where you going with all that butt squirting power?
Dang.
So I started to make a list.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Trying to remember the names of every single woman I've slept with. course, that's not going to happen.
Wow.
But it's so damn funny.
I can't do that. I'll tell you why I can't do that. Because this is really funny because I'm writing an, I just wrote an article about this right now that I'm doing the final edit for, but Vice is releasing it because I spent a lot of my life like I was very like shy, and I didn't know like what to do with girls because I was like a black albino lazy eye. You know, I had low self-esteem. But at one point, something inside me like changed dramatically. Like, I do tell the story on Risk coming up where I talk about how where I started getting more attractive to women, but that happened because of what I write about in this article, which is about like for a while people were telling me so much like what my life was going to be like as a disabled person or handicapped person or whatever. Like they had so many ideas about what my life was going to be like. And at one point I was just like, I'm just going to do anything I want. Cause I flipped out. I just started doing anything I wanted. And then that included, I went and learned how to like, I was a hip hop dancer. And then when I became a hip hop dancer, girls thought I was attractive all of a sudden. So yeah. That like started me on this road where like women really liked me and I was just doing all this crazy shit and people were just like into like me just expressing myself, and so that's like, so for a while I went from like absolute nothing, like no women liked me ever, to like women were like, hey, what is up, you I'm like, me? They're like, yes, you. so there was at least a little while, especially like beginning college years, where it went from famine to quite a feast. I was cool to everybody. I didn't like, you know, I wasn't like trying to hide people or run game on people or not tell them, you know, I'm fucking you and your friend or something stupid like that. I didn't do any of that, but I just was
ethical
like,
slut.
I was just, I guess an ethical slut. I don't like any terminology like that at all, just because I don't want to read what it really means and be disappointed to be part of whatever. I don't want to be part of anything. I just want to be cool to people. I want to be cool to them. I want them to be cool to me. That's all I ask.
So ballpark, do you have any idea like how many people you've been with?
I wish I knew for sure. I mean, it's not like 100 people or something like that. But I mean, there was a time where I was just like kind of like a club kid. Dude, and I was just hanging out.
All right, I'm definitely a bigger slut than you.
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, you've lived a different life than I have. we're obviously not the same person. So, I mean,
thus far, I've been able to remember the names of 60.
I mean, and actually, for a lot of people or a lot of guys, I may not actually have had sex with that many people, but for somebody who was originally told that his life might have been a certain way, like I did quite a bit. That's all. I went a little crazy for myself. For me, that was crazy.
10 girls.
But you never Harveyed on anyone.
What is Harveying?
I just made it up this week. It's
all right. Let's hear it.
It's when you're forcing yourself on someone. Harvey Weinstein.
Oh. No.
I'm now using Harvey as a verb.
No, I definitely have I have done BDSM things where signals were crossed and some things went wrong, but not ever a thing where like anybody was like, you did that on purpose, blah blah, or like, right. I
never thought that you did. I just wanted to find a way to use Harvey as a verb sometime during this show.
Oh, I wanted a Harvey.
And I was just being like really honest about like, you know what? Life is hard. You know, sex is a place where people want to explore.
Yeah, you just wanted a Cosby in that Harvey.
I just wanted a Cosby in that Harvey. We have 5 minutes left. Where can people find you, Victor Vernardo?
No extra R in my last name. A guy who's known me for over a decade.
I know. I've had
did you call him Varnarder?
Oh, yeah.
Varnarder?
Varnarder.
Yes. People can find me at victorvarnado.com.
Victorvarnado.com.
Vornado.
Or just Varnado on Twitter or VarnadoV on Instagram.
VARNADO.
Yes.
Catherine Dunn. Yeah, you lost your website. You can find me at faceboy.com. And the archived radio shows are still not, are temporarily still not available on faceboy.com, but they'll
be back. They are available on Podomatic and probably also through Radio Free Brooklyn.
Probably.
Yeah. And you can email me about the show at artstarscene@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. Halloween's coming up.
It is.
I do want to mention next week on Saturday, I'm working the Halloween party, and Face Girl is going to be hosting this show.
Nice.
And Velocity Child is going to be a guest.
Yes, and I believe Greg also will be here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Don't do better than me.
I will.
Pisses me off.
I know.
She hosted the show by herself when I went to Fire Island. Better than me. Pissed me off. I wanted it to be good, maybe some fuck-ups. There were a little fuck-ups in the beginning.
Tech.
I wanted more fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand, she's very, very OCD. She's very OCD. She's always gauging how the conversation is going and trying to like steer you into certain ways on the show. Like, she's doing that all the time. So when she's alone, there's no one here to fuck it up and stop her. For being
when
you just
get
like
out
this,
of my
ding,
way.
Ding, 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 ding.
The people He's at justanswer.com are horrible
that?
People. Yeah, I know. The people at justanswer.com are lying pieces of shit. My cat was ill, and I went to see, you know, where to get some free advice on the web, and I, you know, had some communication with them, and then they're like, okay, $5 as a deposit. And I'm like, this is supposed to be free. You advertise yourself as free.
Did you use the other one?
No, I did some research. I figured out that she was exposed to some household cleaning products and chicken soup.
Mm.
They said, give her some chicken soup. Yeah, it worked. She's all better now, but I'm taking her to the vet on Monday anyway.
Good.
Yes.
Get her fixed.
Yeah, I know. There was no secret word this week, as you might have noticed.
Yeah, I noticed. Lack of drugs on the table.
Didn't find a prize.
I'll always take
low on drugs.
Just kidding, narcs at home. Drugs means jelly beans.
So, 2 minutes left. Here's all the stuff we didn't get to. Okay, we did get to Harvey as a verb, but terribly. I really could have done that better. Will the Me Too movement affect lasting change? Let's hope so.
I've actually already seen it change.
Okay, good.
Like, I was walking, and a guy was like, hey, damn, girl. And then another guy in a suit was like, that's so disrespectful. I'm sorry.
Playboy has their first transgendered Playboy playmate. Chicago is the rattiest city. They have the most rats. New York is number two.
Yeah, it is.
Jim Baker says, God will punish you for making fun of me. Oh, God. Drunk driver asked if he could get the key to his chastity belt.
What?
Out of his car.
What?
This guy, he got pulled over for drunk driving. Yes. And he was in a chastity belt. And he's like, officer, can you please get the key for my chastity belt? It's in the car. Can I get it?
Oh my God.
My girlfriend has the other one. There's two that need to be used to get me out of the chastity belt.
No. How does he poop?
Man has sex with a red van and passes out nearby. Larry Flint offers $10 million to anyone who can give information that would lead to the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Hero.
That's great.
Yes. Sex workers name and shame their shitty Johns.
Name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
Online. Online. I don't know the site. Oh, geez. We have 30 seconds.
No. Keep going. I want to know where we can find these names. I want to see a list.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy. Thank you, Victor.
Oh, thanks,
Varnado.
Guys.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Stay tuned.
Up next,
Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel.